The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. We are here with Brittany Falter-Kane. She's Executive Director of the University Research Corridor. We've talked to her before. It's nice to have you here in Port Huron.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here. It's beautiful.
Remind us what the University Research Corridor is.
So we're an alliance of Michigan's largest research institutions, Michigan State University, the University of Michigan, and Wayne State University.
And here we are in 2022, toward the end of 2022. We've talked a lot about the pandemic and all that's gone on during it. I feel like our economy here in Michigan has stayed strong and even gotten stronger.
I think in certain key areas, that's true. I would not want to dismiss some industries that have certainly taken a hard hit, but others have really been able to zoom forward. You know, we talked a little bit today about entrepreneurship. Amazingly, as hard as it has been to start businesses, we have found anecdotally that a lot of our entrepreneurs have gotten pretty far during the pandemic, and we are speculating that it's because they were able to focus on their businesses and what they needed next, as opposed to going out and always be out and about and glad-handing, right? So yeah, so there's some positives to it.
One of the other things you talked about too is talent development and retention. You know, you've got all these great researchers and graduates at these universities. How do we keep them here in Michigan? In fact, we are keeping a lot of them here in Michigan, aren't we?
We are, yes. You know, we always pay attention to all of our alumni, which there are 1.5 million living alumni from our institutions worldwide. And I'm happy to report half of them live in Michigan, and they're in every single county.
That's pretty amazing. The North American International Auto Show is getting underway in September instead of January. We're still all wrapping our head around that. You're going to have a presence there. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So all three of our universities are doing a shared exhibit under the URC banner at something called Automobility, which is a way to showcase innovation and startups and universities in the mobility sector. What kind of contributions are we making? So we have all kinds of fun demonstrations of different technologies from our universities there. We will have a panel on Thursday of our top mobility experts, who will talk about some of those innovations, but also about the mobility talent we prepare every year. Did you know that we, as a cluster, produce more degrees every year that are in fields in high demand by the mobility industry, more so than the 7 other university innovation clusters to which we benchmark, including places like Southern California, Silicon Valley, and Boston?
That's so important, because when it comes to, I think, all the technology that is just increasing at such a rapid pace in the automotive industry, or the mobility industry, as we call it now, I feel like we could have been bypassed. That could have all gone to California or Boston, and the Motor City would be no more. But instead, we have, as the industry reinvents itself, we are a big part of that here in Michigan, aren't we?
We are, in terms of talent, in terms of innovation and research, absolutely. And it's not to say that there isn't a growing presence of the mobility industry in other places to the south and on the coast. However, when you look at the economic data, we are still the center of this industry that is evolving. We are facing a major challenge as we move from the internal combustion engine to all electric, as well as improving connected and autonomous vehicles into the future. That's where the industry is going in the next 100 years. And so there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of upskilling. There's a lot of new knowledge and experience that's going to be needed in the industry. And it's going to be painful at times, but overall, I think we're positioned very well.
How do your universities and the University Research Corridor, how do they connect with St. Clair County?
Yeah, so we have an economic impact in this county. We have students who come from here, almost 1,000. We have living alumni here. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. Sorry, Paul. But we certainly have an impact here. And St. Clair is really important to us, and we want to make sure we are serving them well by continuing to prepare the talent that is needed by employers here in both your existing clusters and your target industries. We want to make sure that we're providing the educational opportunities for your residents. And we want to make sure that we're developing innovations that feed your industries and will make them more competitive.
One of the struggles that we face here is we have an aging population. We have a shrinking population. We need more people here. We need to get the word out. And it sounds like your organization is helping to connect universities to this location.
There's a lot of to be learned, I think, on both sides, you know, how our institutions can be better positioned to be connected and serving this community, as well as understanding what is most important to this community. I'm here, and I just have to tell you, it's really hard to not stare out the window all day long at the water. It's just a magnificent place here, and I think anything we can do to help communicate what life and the value proposition here in Port Huron and St. Clair County is.
We talk about it all the time. About how we sort of take this waterfront community for granted. Oh, yeah, so it's water, so it's beautiful, whatever. It's not to be taken lightly, though, because there are a lot of people, not just in Michigan, but in other parts of the country, that would love to come here and be here and live here.
I think that that's true. We know that some places are becoming less desirable to live in because of population density or increasing temperatures, fires, and other sort of environmental kinds of impacts. But we will remain to be a very sustainable, healthy, lovely place. And it is... it is actually something that I'm really proud of with our three universities, that they have for decades been doing a lot of work on how to preserve those environmental assets of our state, from the water to the forest to you know, our soil and air. And so we can be that place for those who are looking for a better quality of life.
It's a real selling point these days.
I
absolutely. Brittany, good to see you. Thanks so much for being here in Port Huron.
Thank you for having me.